This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Creative Impact. Each Tuesday, we get together with the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and we discuss the creative industries in Washtenaw County. We take some time to introduce you to the people, the institutions, businesses, and organizations that add to our overall quality of life and provide a boost to the local economy, too. Deb Pollack, welcome back.
Thank you, David. Always happy to be here with you.
One of the things I love most in life is live performance. And for me, that mostly means musical performance. But no matter what you like to go see on any stage, that performance does not just miraculously appear. There's a process to get performers and presentations to your local stage. And that, Deb, that's the focus of Creative Impact today.
Yes. You know, as we put the lens on the business of arts and creative industries in the 21st century, we also look back over the changes over time. Intuit predicts that by 2020, about 40% of the American workers will be independent contractors, the gig economy, if you will, piecing together temporary positions and contracting for short-term engagements. Well, the term gig actually comes from musicians, the jazz musicians, who have always pieced together musicians, a series of jobs, a series of gigs, to put together their business, if you will, their jobs. In fact, that's always been part of what the artists have done. And that's still today what we're doing. And, you know, the music business requires talent, absolutely, but it also requires a lot of determination, a lot of guts and persistence and a bit of luck and the skills of an entrepreneur. And today we have our guest, Jenny Jones, the founder of Sadie Madden Music, a 21st century gig entrepreneur. Jenny, welcome to Creative Impact.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Do you view your life as a part of the so-called gig economy?
I would be a contributor, I guess, to it in a sense, in that I do help people in that kind of path. You know, I do my best to help, you know, wherever I can for musicians get those gigs, definitely.
Absolutely. It takes everybody on all sides of that equation. And Jenny, you're classically trained on piano and cello. You taught yourself guitar and you became a singer-songwriter. You cut your first album and needed to market it, so you started Sadie Madden Music. I'd love to know two things. Where did the name Sadie Madden Music come from? And then what happened when you started that business?
It's interesting because Sadie Madden is a name that probably exists somewhere out on earth, but for some reason it came to my brain, and it's actually one of the track titles on that first album that I released about 7 years ago. And it is someone who is, I'll just be honest, they're, you know, needy, they're, you know, blunt and honest about, you know, what they need. They don't like change, but it's coming at them and they're dealing with it as best as they can. So that's pretty much how I came up with that name and just ascribed that kind of personality to it.
That's kind of fascinating in that those characteristics are perhaps not the best suited for starting and growing a business.
Not at all, but you know, I'm all about, you know, honesty, and I think people really do connect with that. And so that is something that some people can identify with and be intrigued by and want to know more, which is one of the reasons why I did that. But in marketing the new album, well, all those years ago, it was a challenge because I started it mainly to have a publishing company. When you're releasing an album and you've written, you know, all of the lyrics for it, and you want to submit it to the copyright office, and you have to have a publishing company for it. So I created that. That's pretty much where it landed, but I was like, I probably should do something else with it. And marketing is definitely, it's a challenge. It's a big hurdle.
So how did you then draw others to allow yourself to represent them in addition to yourself? Was it the fact that Sadie Madden Music started off so well that others approached you? Or did you realize that if this was going to be your mission professionally, that you were going to have to depend on the artistic works of others as well?
And let's talk about that, kind of define it as music booking and band management in the way that, that you define that, Sadie, on your website. Sadie, I called you Sadie instead of Jenny.
Yeah, some people, honestly, some people do. Totally fine. It's fine. It's not necessarily haphazardly came about it, but once I released the album, it wasn't a matter of me, to be honest, it wasn't a matter of me marketing it to do tours and to have release shows. I wanted to share my art with people, and so I'd done it because I'd been writing for so many years and had music to share. And so when it came to getting it out there, it really was a grassroots effort, word of mouth kind of thing. And a lot of people, you know, in my close circle talked about it, and that kind of spread to other people. And I started just kind of meeting people, and they wanted my album. And so that's kind of how that got started. But I kind of hit a lull in terms of what I was doing and why I had this album. And I was like, I think I need to know more and learn more. And I am friends and have been friends for over 18 years with a woman named Erin Zindel, who is the lead singer for a local band called the Ragbirds, and they were in need of an intern. And I said, this might be something I would like to take on. It included doing a lot of different items, like writing press releases and setting up interviews and updating the website with gig dates and doing social media, you know, kind of marketing and updates and things like that. And that kind of got me started into networking and meeting different musicians and people. But I've been doing that for, you know, ever since I became a musician years ago, meeting other musicians. Pretty much easy to do in this community. We have a lot of musicians in this city.
It is indeed a creative town, and you are, in fact, listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. My co-host for the weekly feature is Deb Pollack, the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and our guest today is Jenny Jones. Jenny is the founder of Sadie Madden Music in Ann Arbor. From when I used to manage bands back in the 1980s, things have changed significantly, a lot of it technology. But it used to be you could make records and you could make money off records. Today, it is touring, and it is the gigs that bring the artists the money. The record industry has changed significantly, but we used to also have to travel all over town and put up flyers and go to record stores and actually take them physical copies of things to sell. It's a lot different today. Does that make your job easier or more difficult for the artist, to represent the artists?
I feel like this is kind of one of these eternal questions that may never be answered. However, it has become a challenge with more technology. Like, granted, those grassroots efforts, those, you know, contacts that we have locally, the postering efforts, the word of mouth, those things are definitely still effective and are still needed because people walk around the city all the time and, you know, looking to explore and just happen to come across something new they want to experience. But with technology, I'm finding that people are more distant. They have chosen certain things that they want to interact with. And they're sometimes they're like, wait a minute, I want to experience something new, but now I'm not sure how. And so getting the word out to people about live music and shows has definitely become more of a challenge, and it's kind of that code I'm wanting to crack.
And what about the clutter of social media? There is so much out there and access to virtually everything. How do you distinguish your artists so that they get the attention?
This is a good question, mainly because I'm someone who is very community-driven, someone who believes in, you know, relational friendships and just experiences, and so when it comes to getting bands in front of listeners, I have to tie it into maybe something else that I'm doing, whether it be, you know, a community that's, you know, of women, you know, empowering each other, or if it's a community effort where, you know, a nonprofit is raising money to, like, help the hungry. Some people are drawn in through other initiatives and may, you know, come across me that they enjoy that way. So it's not necessarily a social media end-all, be-all. It's going back to relationships and knowing when it's time to talk to someone and anticipate what their needs could be and see how you might be able to help them.
That's one side, reaching the audience and getting people interested in the bands, but you also have to get to the venues and to the presenters and the halls. Do you work circuits? Do you work the festival circuits? Do you tours and those sorts of things? How do you get the bands into the halls? What's that like?
So a lot of it, you know, is by meeting other musician friends locally. And yes, I do attend some festivals. I do attend a festival in Austin, you know, heading down to Tennessee soon. A lot of it is I might subscribe to, you know, certain apps to kind of talk about new music and new musicians and see how they're doing in this area, see if they want to come through this area. But really a lot of it is just listening to things that you love to listen to and seeing if there's anyone in that same vein that might be in this city. And then the last thing is, because I book music at a couple of venues, you know, in this area.
Such as, what venues do you work with regularly?
I regularly work with the Ark in Ann Arbor.
Okay.
I regularly work with Cultivate Coffee and Tap House in Ypsilanti, Chelsea Ale House. Those are a few. And I get a lot of inquiries from musicians that are looking for performances and looking for, you know, gigs, maybe either residency or otherwise. And those are actually really great ways of seeing what's out there, seeing who they're connected to, listening to their music, seeing if they're solo songwriters or, you know, part of large bands. That's been really helpful.
So our time together is winding down, but I do want to ask a final question. Given the uncertainty of being a musician or someone working in the industry wherein you are on the representation side of things, As a local artist, can a living be made?
I think so, and I think there are some musicians that are definitely doing it. But as Deb stated earlier, it really is a matter of smart, guts, persistence, especially persistence with people who you know are busy and they just kind of need a reminder, and like putting yourself, you know, into that situation. But right now, residencies seem to be really great. Having like a weekly spot where your patrons and guests and fans know you're always going to be has been really, really effective. And just realizing that, you know, it's not going to be overnight. It's not going to be in a month. But it's definitely a living that people can make here as long as they wish to interact with businesses and with maybe even, you know, venues and promoters, putting themselves out there. I mean, what's an entrepreneur to do? That's exactly what they do, and I think it's very possible here.
Well, everybody has to wear a bunch of different hats, you in particular. Jenny Jones, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jenny, it's been great. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Jenny Jones is founder of Sadie Madden Music in Ann Arbor, and Deb Ponick, we'll see you again next week.
We'll be here.
Deb is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and my co-host for Creative Impact each Tuesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.